Hey everybody, Chase McCabe here with you, ChasingCheckersRadio.com, at Chasing_Checkers on Twitter. That's where you can always get the info. A quick recap of the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 from the Atlanta Motor Speedway, and what a fun race it was. Dominated by Kyle Larson, 269 laps led. However, he would finish second on the day to Ryan Blaney. With 8 laps to go, Blaney would overtake Larson after a long 56-lap green flag run at the end of the race. He would catch him, and he would get his first victory of the year, his fifth of his career. And it looked like this was going to be the Kyle Larson show, but Blaney commented after the race of when he felt like he had a chance to catch Larson.
You know, honestly, I didn't really think that until the, you know, I'd say the start of the last stage. You know, he had a huge lead there in that second stage, and then he didn't really get that far out in front of me. You know, in the start of the third stage, and then we were running him down pretty good. You know, until we pitted there, and he got a little bit of ways away from me on pit road after we came out, and he stretched his lead out a tiny bit. But I was just like, all right, you know, it's going to be a 50 plus lap run. I'm going to try to save my stuff a little bit. Hopefully we'll even out and he'll start coming back to me, because he started coming back to me really hard at the end of that first run. So, you know, yeah, at the start and halfway through the final stage, I had confidence that we made really good changes to our car, and just hoping that, you know, it'd be a long run towards the end, because that was really the only shot we had to beat him. I wasn't going to beat him in a, you know, 10 lap shootout. His car was so good, but luckily and more fortunate, it played out for a long run. And he said, just great long run car. Like Todd said, just awesome.
Finishing second, never fun, as Joey Logano said last week at Phoenix, but Kyle Larson said that he pushed in that last run, but he simply just got beat.
No, I was pushing the whole time. Every lap really, from when I left pit road, I was trying to get out to a big gap, but I never really did. You know, I think I extended it a little bit, but not nearly enough. So, you know, where before the other green flag stops, you know, I could exit pit road and I feel like I'd gain a few seconds over the course of like 20 laps. And it just, I was hoping it was going to be like that. You know, I thought, you know, me having to race him and pass him was what used my tires up the you know, little run before. But after the green flag stop, it was just, you know, he was just really good, and I couldn't get out to that gap that I could earlier in the race. And, ultimately, just had to run my tires too hard to try and get that gap. And then, you know, I didn't have anything there at the end.
Now, there was a point where Larson was trying to get it around Joey Logano to put him a lap down. And a lot of people on Twitter felt that that might have cost him the race, but Larson said that he would have liked to have gotten around him sooner, but he doesn't blame that.
It's hard to say. I definitely would have had a better shot had I gotten by Logano when I got to him. But, yeah, I mean, it just was hard. Yeah, my tires were pretty much gone at that point. I was sliding around, and yeah, I just didn't get through traffic good then.
Chase Elliott, who, of course, is the Georgia boy, the favorite to win the championship, he was one that people were watching to win today. He would have to start in the back after failing pre-race inspection and would ultimately finish 38th after losing an engine. Just never was a factor, even though the Hendrick cars did run well today. Of course, Kyle Larson comes home second, Alex Bowman third, and William Byron with an eighth-place finish. But Elliott just could not, unfortunately, get it done due to the motor. The rest of the top 10 as follows. Of course, Ryan Blaney does get the win after leading 25 laps. Kyle Larson dominates with 269 to come home second. Bowman third. Denny Hamlin, the pole sitter, led 27 laps and finishes fourth. Another solid run for Kyle Busch in fifth. Austin Dillon sixth. Chris Buescher has run well on these mile and a halves. He comes home seventh. William Byron eighth. Martin Truex Jr., last week's winner, in ninth. And Kevin Harvick, who is the favorite going into the day, struggled for most of the day. He comes home 10th, so I guess he will take that. Keep it locked in, ChasingCheckersRadio.com, for all of the information. A tire test coming into the Nashville Super Speedway this week. We'll be there for that. And also, you can tune in every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on ESPN 102.5 The Game in Nashville for Chasing Checkers Live. Looking forward to another great show for this week. I'm Chase McCabe. Follow on Twitter at Chasen_Checkers. This is ChasingCheckersRadio.com.
If you've missed any of today's show, just search Chasing Checkers on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.